I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. You know, negotiating is one of those taboo subjects, in America at least, for job hunters. And thus, there's not a lot of information, and negotiation seems like begging. Please give me more. Please, please. And it doesn't have to be that way. You can go into a negotiation well-equipped and well-prepared. And that's what I'm going to try and do today, is give you a couple of quick suggestions about how to negotiate effectively. And if you like today's show, I hope you join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and I hope you give the show 5 stars on iTunes. Well, iTunes in particular, because it's that much more powerful. I have a link in the show notes to the page for No BS Job Search Advice Radio and iTunes. Let me just get us going, okay? Let's get rolling, folks. And we're going to talk about salary negotiation today and looking at some of the fringes on a salary negotiation. Now, often people make a strategic mistake. And the mistake is they receive the offer and they go, yippee, I'm going to take it. This is fabulous. And many firms expect that there's going to be a negotiation. So, again, I'm going to say this is U.S.-centric advice. In many cultures around the world, negotiations expected, but in the U.S., it seems to be more taboo. So, in addition to salary, I want to remind you that you have to consider not the gross number, but the net number. So, for example, for people who are in the New York area but live in New Jersey, you have to look at what the tax consequence is going to be about working in New York and what your cost of commutation is going to be now that you're heading into the city. You may gross more, but net less. So, you know, again, my advice for you around compensation is to make sure you're looking at your net numbers and not just simply your gross numbers. Then on the benefits side, you want to compare, and excuse me, I'm going to check some notes here. You want to look at your cost of medical coverage, dental, vision, life, disability insurance. What's the benefit to your 401k plan? Like, how much can you put in? How much will be put in? I have one client who will match 80% of what you put in, plus give you 3% of your total compensation. So, you know, they're in effect going to put in more than you do. Most firms may match 50% of what you put in. Whatever it is, you need to know what those numbers are. What's their vacation policy? What sort of personal days or religious holidays do you get off? What's the sick leave policy? You know, how are they dealing with maternity or paternity absentees, or paternity leaves, I should say? What's the profit sharing and stock options to it? Relocation, tuition reimbursement. Are they going to provide you with a company car and the ability to expense, to deduct expenses? Do they provide child care coverage, a subsidized cafeteria, health club membership, corporate discounts? Now, going beyond these things, many of these can be negotiated. Now, for example, you may work in an organization where there's no tuition coverage that you're going to get, or tuition reimbursement. This next firm will provide tuition reimbursement, or vice versa. You may be used to your firm paying for memberships in professional groups and for you to attend specific events from these groups. There are conferences that many groups have. See if the next firm will do it. And when it comes time to do the negotiation, don't always go to HR. HR is basically there to say no. They're the rules followers. Hiring managers will often do the negotiation. And even if they can't officially give you additional vacation policy, they may say to you, don't sweat it. You know, take the week off at around this time, and there's no problem because we tend to be slower. Things along those lines, you can often negotiate one-on-one with your hiring manager. So remember, there's lots of different things to evaluate when you're looking at insurance coverages, when you're looking at your benefits, and you're looking at a job offer, don't just run to HR for them to talk with you. Go to the hiring manager, sound remarkably enthusiastic about joining, and then see if there are things that he or she can do for you to improve the offer. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.